Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." I'd like to read to you from the Message version. Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, he says, "Agree with each other, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front, don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand." My dear brothers and sisters, the word strife wreaks havoc in relationships. It often stems from an inflated ego, and it stems from a place where, you know, it leads to complaining. It leads to a place where you will find competition and condemning of others will occur. And James points out that where strife is, there is every evil work. So my dear brothers and sisters, be a strife spotter. The moment it rears its ugly head, uproot it. Look after each other, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:15. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. If you want to walk in God's blessing today, try to live in harmony with others. Is that always easy? Of course not. But the sooner you learn to do it, the better things will go for you. And when God prompts you to turn the other cheek or take the short end of the stick, draw on His grace and do it. Pray, "Lord, give me your wisdom in this situation." And I promise you, He will. The wisdom from above. I like what James says in 3:17 to 18. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, today, the bottom line is, if you want God's blessing on your life, avoid strife and live in peace. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, yet another opportunity to praise you, to bless you, to worship you, to adore you. And Lord, I thank you for this word of encouragement that you have given us. Give us the grace, O Father God, for us to understand and to discern strife either in our marriage or in our family or in our community of believers or at our workplace, and help us to overcome it, O God. By your grace and by your mercy, we can do it. In our strength we fail, but in your strength we will prevail. And so therefore, give us the grace today. Bless us, lead us, guide us, and uphold us with your right righteous hand. I pray for your flock, Lord, as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, and lift them up because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing to prevail in their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. And we give you all glory, honor, and dominion power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. A fantabulous weekend. And remember to go to the house of God to give Him praise and glory and to congregate with other saints worshiping Jesus. God bless you, and bye for now.